Until everybody's here. Okay, so let's talk about their Amon and Gino. So we saw it in Agamar, Lechayre comes out from the Sugyot, that there is a din of Hezekriah in a Gino. You see it both from the Gemara's Kashat and the Gemara's Teretz. The Mishnah says V'chein Megino. I mean, you see it from the Mishnah in a way, the way the Mishnah says V'chein Megino. One understands that to mean that a Gino you have to have a Kaisel for Hezekriah. At least in a Guinness Stam, you have to have a Guinness Stam is Kimokim Shinogulidr, so you have to have a Kaisel for Hezekiah. So the Gemara would arrive from there that Hezekiah Shmehezek. The maybe by a Chotzer Hezekiah is Lab Shmehezek. But in a Gina where you have things growing, so you have a different kind of Hezekiah that you have the Hezekiah Lion Horo, so there it is Shmehezek. Bottom line, Kachagach, it says in the Mishnah, it says in Agamara, and the Gemara reads, understands the Mishnah that way. That the Gina has a din of Hezekiah, that's why you have to make a Kaisel. And if it's a Kaisel of Hezekiah, it has to be a Kaisel of Dalet Amos. Problem is the Rambam says that a Gina only has to have a Kaisel of Asarat Vachem, but it should be Nitmazol of Kaganov. Does not need a Kaisel of Dalet Amos at all. Apparently, in a Gina, according to the Rambam, there's no Hezekiah. So in the Migdalois brings a tshuva from the Rambam. The Rambam was asked about this by Chachmi Lunil. The Rambam said that the Gemara is a dichuy of Alma because the emes is that a Gino does not have, since a Gino is not a Mokum Dira, it doesn't have Hezekriah. Ayin Hor is only Midas Chasidus. Therefore, a Gino does not, you can't be Teveya, can't be Teveya a Kaisel Dalar Amos by a Gino. Well, you can be Teveya as a Kaisel of Asar Tvachim to Midas Olof Kiganov. Ayin Mishnah says that in a Gino you have to make a Kaisel. So the Rambam learns that that's a kaisel of asarat vachem. I the Mishnah says gvil v'gozus. The Rambam learns the kaisel of asarat vachem has to be gvil v'gozus with the ganse with the whole shisha tvachem and so on and so forth. I got a little bit hard to understand why does they have the shirim of shisha tvachem? The Gemara of Dalet is mashma that the width of the wall has to do with the height. The Gemara brings from the Beis Hamikdash. The passage in the Gemara of Dalet is that the width of the wall. Somebody has to work that out. I mean, I'm just going to leap to the other. How does it seem with the Gemara of Dalet? There it's mashma l'chayre that the width of the wall has to do with the height. If it's a shorter wall, it shouldn't have to be so wide. But the Mishnah says that by Agino, you also have to do gvil v'gozus, and l'chayre it's mashma with the same shirim of shish t'vachim and chamish t'vachim and so on. The Rambam is also mashma that way. So any of that. But the Rambam learns that that Agino, all you need is a mechitz of asar t'vachim. Liyos nitpas olav kaganav. And the Rambam holds that mechitz of asar t'vachim, liyos nitpas olav kaganav, has to be the gvil v'gozus. That's a side chiddush that you also see according to the Rambam. As we know, there is a Gemara in Dafov that says that even in places where there's no Hezekiah, you still have to have a mechitza of asar tefachim liyis nitpasol of keganav. In the Rambam, it says a chiddush that the mechitza liyis nitpasol of keganav has to be big bilbo grozos. That by Gagin, it doesn't say it in it bilbo grozos. Even the Rambam doesn't say by Gagin that you have to have bilbo grozos. That he needs a mechitza by Gagin. He needs a mechitza by Sarat Vachem. How come over here you need Gil Vagosis? Maybe it's not the chaluka. You need a chaluka shel kayoma al derech the Ramban. Anyway, that I'm just talking off the top of my head. But I want to just talk through Be'etz and what's pshat in the Rambam. How does this thing with the sugi? The Rambam says the Gemara is a dichuya. What do you mean it's a dichuya? Why is it a dichuya? I mean, I said yesterday, a dichuya is when you have the Gemara understands a mission of Bryce a certain way and maybe makes a kasha out of it on somebody. And the Gemara says a teretz. And we'll say, well, that teretz is really a dichuya. If you don't hold like that, somebody you don't have to learn, then we go back to the original pshat. But here, there's no original pshat. The Gemara, both in the kasha and in the teretz, never done in the Gemara. Apparently, never done in the Gemara. That the Kaisel of Aginus, Asar Tvachim, the Gemara took for granted that it's the Kaisel of Hezekri, that the Kaisel of Balaramis. Now comes along, the Rabbi says, no, that's not the Pshat in the Mishnah at all. It's not a Kaisel of Balaramis, it's a Kaisel of Asar Tvachim. So how come our Mishnah wasn't so smart to figure that out? And there would never have been a cash in the first place. So it's like this. Where's the Rambam coming from? That he takes for granted that in a Gino there can't be real Hezekiah. The pastor in Asuga is that in a Gino there is Hezekiah. Never mind Ayin Hara, but the regular Hezekiah, the plain ordinary Hezekiah of Dira, the Pasna Gemara, the Gemara brought a Raya from Gino that Hezekiah Shmei Hezek. The Gemara is Deicha, maybe Hezekiah Lo Shmei Hezek, but by a Gino you have Ayin Hara. But it certainly seems from Agamara that a Gino has the regular Ayin Hara. It maybe has also Hezekiah, but the Gemara it certainly seems to imply that if Hezekiah is Shmei Hezek, if the Hezekiah of a Chotzer is Shmei Hezek, then it also has that. Yeah, we saw in the Rosh, the Chalik is more, maybe it's not as much, but to some degree, there's a Hezekiah of Dira Nagino. The Rambam says, for the Poshut, that in Nagino, there's no Hezekiah. Where's the Rambam coming from? So if you look in the Shuv itself, the Shuv that the Migdal Eis brings, the Rambam tells me where he's coming from. The Rambam says that it's a Kal V'Chomer. He says, Madoch in Gagin Shel Chatzeres. In some of the old prints, it says in Ginois Shel Chatzeres. Well, what it says in the Rambam is like this. He says, Madoch in Ginois Shel Chatzeres. There's no Hezekiah. So in a Kal V'Chomer in a Gino, there's no Hezekiah. In some of the old prints, like I said, it says Gino Yishol Chaseres. It doesn't make any sense. Mandoch in Gino Yishol Chaseres, no Hezekiah. Kavachayim in Gino is no Hezekiah. What does that even mean? What's a Kavachayim from Gino to Gino? But obviously it's a mistake. And in the newer prints, what it says is Mandoch in Gagois Yishol Chaseres, there's no Hezekiah. So a Kavachayim then in Gino is there's no Hezekiah. What is this Gagin? Rambam's making Kal V'Chomer from Gagin to Ginois. What is this Gagin business? So this has to do with the Gemara Daf Vav Amud Beis. And the Rambam here is Lushitosa. You have like this. You have a Gemara Daf Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara says, there are two Gemaras. First of all, you have a Gemara, which we've touched upon in the past. But the Gemara says in Daf Vav Amud Beis, towards like a quarter of the way down, Gemara has a member from Abaye, Omer Abaye, Shnei Batim, Shnei Tzidi, Rosh Hashanah. You have two houses on opposite sides of the street, and you can see from the roof of one into the roof of the other. So Zeh Yisem Makel Lachatzi Gagoy, Zeh Yisem Makel Lachatzi Gagoy, Zeh Shalik Negezeh. So each one makes a Makel halfway along half the length of the Gag, and the other one makes a Makel along the halfway along his Gag. In such with a little bit of overlap, in such a way that nobody can see. You can't see across the street from the other guy's gag. It says in that Gemara that by gagging this Hezekiah. That's not a mechitza for nitbasol of Kaganov. There's no nitbasol of Kaganov. The two gagging are opposite sides of the street. That's a mic of Hezekiah. So it says beferish in that Gemara that even though it's gagging, it's not chaseris, it's gagging. There is Hezekiah. Then there's another member, not mentioned the same moment, a little bit further down. The Gemara says, Amar Nachman Amar Shul. Gag is Amuch Chotzer, Ois Lechaveri Maike Gavaya Dal Ramas. A Gag is Amuch to a Chotzer, so you can look down from the Gag into the Chotzer. There you need a Maike Dal Ramas. Aval Ben Gag Le Gag Loi. But between one Gag and another, you don't have to have a Maike. But it's no Hezekiah. Rab Nachman, Didei Omar. But Rav Nachman said that was Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel. And Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel, and Shmuel apparently holds that you don't have to have anything. Ben Gag L'Gag Loi. lay with the aleph, you don't have to have anything. Yes, true. You don't have to have a mechitza of dalar amis because no hezekri is not a mokum dino. But you do need to have a mechitza of asara tvach. The Gemara says, for what? Hezekriya is not enough. Nitbis olav kaganav, if it's too much, why not just make a mesipis ba'alma? So the Gemara says, no, it's that oilam, it's for nitbis olav kaganav, because if it will only be mesipis ba'alma, it's motzi mishtamatle. He could say, well, he could make a, if you catch him on the other side, he'll say, well, I tripped over. I didn't realize there was a red line over here. But if you make a asara tvach, then he can't say that that I tripped over, and that'll be clear that if he's on the other side of the fence, that he's where he doesn't belong. So it says in this Gemara that a gag is not a mokum dira, both according to Shmuel and according to Rav Nachman. Then gag le gag, you don't have to make a mechitza of dalet amos. They have a mechitza if you need a sort of tvachim, but dalet amos for sure not. So why is this different than the case before of Abaye, where Abaye said you have two gagim and shnei tzidir shusarabim, and you do have to have a mikra? The Rishonim will ask the kasha. So in Rishonim, this different approach is how to reconcile the two members. Taisa says that a two gagim on opposite sides of the street are worse. When you have two gagim that are adjacent, it's not really such a mokum deer anyway. And for the little bit of deer that I do, I could be nizer that you're not up there at the same time. Meaning, I don't really do a yoni deer in the gag that much. Certainly not dirbe yatsneha. And for the once in a while, I could be careful that when I go up to do dirbe yatsneha in the gag, it's when you're not there. But when you're on the opposite side of the street, I'm not going to notice necessarily that you're there. So the once in a while already becomes something. So two gagim on the opposite side of the street have more hezekriya than two gagim that are next to each other. That's the tesis. The Rambam, some Rishonim say, I don't remember anymore who, but we're going to see it in the Rambam in a second. Some Rishonim say that we're talking about different kinds of gagim. There are gagim that are flat, that are used for dira, and then there are gagim like agagim that are pitched, that are on a slant. Those are not used so much for dira. Abai was talking about flat rules. Those are used for yoni dira. Rav Nachman and Shmuel are talking about a pitched roof. So that's not used for yoni dira. The Rambam, the Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav, Halacha Hey and Halacha Vav. So the Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, I'll start with Halacha Vav and then we'll do Halacha Hey. If you have it in front of you, it's good. Maybe it's good even to see, but that's not so terrible. So it's up the Rambam. Gag Asam Chutz Chaver, Oisle Maika Gag, Oisle Maika Gavaya Dalad Amas. That's like the Gemara. Gag Asam Chutzer, Avada is Hezekiah. You can see down into the Chutzer. You have to make a Mechitz Asar. I will bring Gag Gag, Mishara Gagim, but between one Gag and another, you don't need a mechitz of dalad amas. She'em b'nei odem dorim b'gagos. A gag is not a mokum dira. L'fichlach ein b'gagos hezek re'il. And therefore, by gagin, there's no hezek re'il. Aval tzorach asas mechitz em shnei agagin g'vay asar tfokim k'dei she'yit b'zoy k'kaganav im nichnas t'shusay. So the Rambam said emphatically that gagin are not a mokum dira. So what about the two gagin on two sides of the street? So that's the Rambam of the previous halacha. The Rambam says, "Shnei batim zeh betzad zeh, v'hoyu gvayim, v'hoyu gageim asuyim l'dira, and they have gagim that are made for dira. I feel v'hoyu b'shnei sidur shesharabim, so isem akel chatzig gagim shudarbo, v'zeh isem akel chatzig gagim shudarbo." No, the Rambam learns that Abai is talking in a special case, a gag that's specifically made for dira. The guy has a penthouse, and he has a gag that's an unusual gag that's made for dira. So there, Abai says the chiddush that if there are two opposite sides of the street, so how do you make the mic? Oh, each one does for half of the roof. But that's an unusual gag that was made specifically for deer. But a regular gag is not a mokum deer, and there's no hezekri of a gag. The Rambam is masik on the Rambam, and the Rambam says on the second on the loch of that gagim don't need a mic, they don't have hezekri. Says the Rambam, Amar Avram pirush she'enoi ruuyin l'tashmish. That the gag that doesn't need a mechitz of dal ramis, that's a gag that's not roi l'tashmish. Meaning al derech, those Rishonim will learn that we're talking about a pitched roof that's not roi l'tashmish, but a flat gag that's roi l'tashmish, it does have hezekri. It comes out like this: we have in machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid. Stam gagin that are flat, do they have hezekri or not? The Rambam says Stam Gagin do not have hezekri, because they're not a mokum dira. You could have an unusual gag that's made special to be a mokum dira, but an ordinary gag is not a mokum dira. And the Ravid is chaylik. The Ravid learns that an ordinary gag is a mokum dira, unless there's some physical reason why it's not fit for dira. For example, that it's a slope proof of something. But an ordinary gag is considered to be a mokum dira. But now I understand the Rambam. The Rambam should toss a hole. that season of Nachman and Shmuel, that a Gag is not a Mokum Dira. That's the member of Nachman and Shmuel. They've been Gagla Gagla. That between one Gag and another, you don't have to have a Kais Lil Dalai Amas. Nachman and Shmuel argue about the Asar Tvachim, and we pass like a Nachman, you need Asar Tvachim, at least not the Solo Kigana. But Dalai Amas not, because a Gag is not a Mokum Dira. Maybe the Rabbin Shitosi held that if a Gag is not a Mokum Dira, then a Gin is for sure not a Mokum Dira. A Gag is on top of your house. People do go up once in a while in the Gag and they do in Yonim. But not enough, but nonetheless, that's not his primary function. It's not called a Mokum Dira. At Peyre, it's like Rashi, the Limum Masechta, that's the Iker Mokum Dira people, Reif Tashmishayim Rebechotzer, so that's that there, this has a Gria. But in a Gag, it's not the Iker Mokum of Dira. So there's no hezekiah. The Rav is chaylik. The Rav says there's enough. A Gag may not be your main place of dira. What you do is you do some in your dira in a Gag. It's good enough for hezekiah. But the Rav holds not the way. The Rav holds that since a Gag is not your primary mokum dira, it's not a place where you do. It's not a place that's primarily mokum dira. So there's no din of hezekiah. So Mele said the Rav in the tshuva. So if a Gag is not a mokum dira, then Agina, lachas kama v'chama. It was posted by the Rambam that Agina was basically a place where you grow vegetables. Well, that's further removed from being a mokum dira than your Gag. So if the Gemara says, if it's Mavuin of Nachman and Shmuel, if it's Mavuin of Gemara and Davok, that a Gag is, that Ben Gag or Gag, you don't have to have a Mechitza, you don't have to have a Kaisel Dalar Amas. So Kavachayma, that Agina doesn't have to have a Kaisel Dalar Amas. So that's why the Rambam rejected Asugil. Asugya understood that a gina, it says in the Mishnah, a gina has to have a kaisel. Amish understood it's a kaisel of Dalar Amish for Hezekriya. And I thought, oh, it must be Mamish Hezekriya. It's Raya Hezekriya for Hezek. No, it's Raya and Hor. But Agamar assumed Agamar assumed that a gina has Hezekriya. And the Rambam rejects Agamar because he sees in the Gemara in Dav Zayin, you want Davov rather than Gagla Gagloi, that a Gag does not have Hezekiah, even though you do some deer in a Gag, but it's not a primary Mokum deer, it's not primarily a Mokum deer, so therefore there's no Hezekiah. And the Rambam therefore said, if there's no Hezekiah by a Gag, there's certainly no Hezekiah by a Gino. And I heard the Rambam learned this altogether at Dichli Abam. That Taka could be Dichli Abam, that's the Rambam thought is not a really strong Torah, so the Rambam rejects that out of hand. So therefore, the Rambam rejects our sugya. The Paskin Zagina does not require a kais. Doesn't require dalams. Either Mishnah says that a gina has to have a wall. So the Rambam says, yeah, at least nitpasol of kagana, like I'm Nachman. The wall that you need by a gina is to be nitpasol of kagana. So that's why the Rambam rejects Agamar. The question is. But now I understand why the Rambam rejects Agamar. But how come Agamar rejected the Rambam? Meaning, the Rambam gives me a different shot in the Mishnah. The Rambam says, the Mishnah is fine. The Mishnah says, V'chei Megina, it doesn't mean Dalai Ramas. It means Asar HaTvachim. V'chei Megina, Linyan Gvil V'gosses. You have to have Gvil V'gosses. And Gina, the same way you have to have Gvil V'gosses. But the height, the Gina has nothing to do with Dalai Ramas. The height is Asar HaTvachim, Lysan Pesol of Kagana. How come Agamar didn't say that? When Agamar brought a raya that Hezek v'Yishmei Hezek from the Mishnah, from Gino. Why wasn't the word doicha? No, nothing with Hezek v'Yishmei. Maybe there is no Hezek v'Yishmei in a Gag anyway, in a Gino anyway. It has to do with Nitpasol of Kagana. It's a Mechitza Sarli. It's a Kaisel HaSar to be Nitpasol of Kagana. How come Agamar didn't say that text? If the Rabbi's Mahalach is viable, so what's going on in Agamar? The Mila Macheres, Agamar brings Raya from Gina to Hezek v'Yishmei Hezek. And the only way out of it that the Agamar has is to say Ayin Hora, which the Rambam says Ayin Hora, that's Ravada Dechub Alma, Ayin Hora is only Midas Hasidus. The Rambam says that's a far-fetched terrace. The Pasha Pashas, you don't make Solon for Ayin Hora. So why did Agamar say Pasha to Terrace? The reason why Gina needs a Kaisel is leading to Pasol of Kagana. I need Pasul of Kagana is only a Sarat Tvachim. In a Hanami, where does it say in the Mishnah that it has to be more than a Sarat Tvachim? That's what the Rambam holds Aliba the Emes. How come that wasn't available? Why didn't Agamar say that? Here comes along Rav Aaron, the Mishnah of Aaron. And Rav Aaron says, that the whole institution of Asar Tzvachim, the Yisnit Pazol of Kaganov, is a machlekes of Rafa and Shmuel. Lord, they're enough. Well, not everybody agrees that there's such a thing as a machitza Asar Tzvachim, the Yisnit Pazol of Kaganov. Shmuel said, Ben Gagal Gagal, but Shmuel said that Ben Gagal Gagal, you don't need anything. Rav Nachman the Bey said, you don't need Dalai Lamas, but you have to have Asar Tzvachim, the Yisnit Pazol of Kaganov. And the Gemara has a whole shakna Vitaya whether Rav Nachman is right or not. The halach we pass like Rav Nachman. Ram passing like Rav Nachman, you need a mechitzah of sorat to be nit pesol of kigana. But there is a Shmuel in the world who doesn't hold a fifth that there's such a thing of a sorat welcome to be nit pesol of kigana. Said Rav Aaron, Agamor is going like Shmuel. Agamor doesn't have the whole idea of nit pesol of kigana. That the Agamor holds for nit pesol of kigana and mesip pesvam is good enough. You don't need a klesel altogether. Not even one tefachu. The Mela, for Agamara, the Eitzah, that a Gino needs a Kaisel of Asar Tvachim, at least Nitpazol of Kaganov, that wasn't available to Agamara. So therefore, Agamara had to go the route of Ayin Har. But the Halach, we pass like Rav Nachman. We don't need our Agamara, the Halach, we have this other Eitzah of Asar Tvachim, at least Nitpazol of Kaganov. Look at Aaron further. He has Kamarayas that Agamara holds like Shmuel, that Agamara doesn't hold from Rav Nachman. That Agamar doesn't have the whole idea that you need that Agamar holds to the apostle that a mesipis is enough. You don't need a sarat tefachim liyisnit pesol of kigana. As if you're right, it says, you see from the whole sugya, the whole davavam abeis, the whole hemshech hasugya. He says he has three places just in davavam abeis where you see that Agamar is assuming that for nit pesol of kigana a mesipis is enough. Number one, the Gemara. Towards the beginning of the sugya, the Gemara said, according to Lishna Kama, that should finish your otzul asas mechitza means they wanted to build a wall. So how come it says bainim is a kaisel bainim oisimi bayole? The Gemara said no. If it would have said bainim oisim, you have a mina be mesipis be'al masagim. What is a mesipis? Mesipis rashes to be faded to small pegs in the ground. Taisus is chayla taisul to mesipis more than pegs in the ground, but even Taisus says that it's not a mesipis. That can't mean asar tefachim. Asar tefachim is not called a mesipis. That's mavur in the Gemara in Davov Beferish that mesipis is less than asar tefachim because the Gemara in Davov Mabei says Nachman said you need asar tefachim. The assumed minute episode of Kaganov. So the Gemara asked him Nachman asar tefachim. What do you need asar tefachim? For hesik, you need dal ramas. And for nitpesol of kaganah, b'mesipis ba'al masagim. So my answer is no, I need asar tefachim for nitpesol of kaganah, so he shouldn't be able to wheedle his way out and say that I just tripped over. But you see, the Ferish and Lashon Gemara, mesipis means something that's much less than asar tefachim. So Ben Larashi, Ben Lataisis, that's clear. Mesipis means not an asar tefachim, not a kaisel of asar tefachim. So Agamara says that itana oisai, if the Mishnah would have said Shutfin Shirot, the Shutfin agreed to build a wall, they're making a chalukah. What's the chase? They're making a chalukah, but they decided to build a wall. So the Gemara says, if it would have said Oisai, I would have said, or they decided to build a mechitzah. So Alamina b'mesipas b'al masag. So whatever the Pshat and Gemara is, Rashi, Taisus, we talked at length. What exactly is this Alamina b'mesipas b'al masag? We don't have to crawl into that. L'inyanenu, it's enough just to point out that's Mefurish in the Gemara that. If that it's mefurish in the Gemara that when Shutfin make a chalukah to chaser, if not for the fact that they agreed to build a wall, and the chiddush of the Mishnah that when they agreed to build a wall, they talk have to build a wall. If not for that, you just make a mesipis. What do you mean just make a mesipis? You have to make a sarat fachem liznit pesol of kaganah. See, the Gemara doesn't have that. The Agamara doesn't have that. The Agamara says if you just make a chalukah, all you need is a mesipis. Again, we don't have to crawl into the Shakla Vitaria, what was exact, you know, we don't have to get back into that. 2 days ago, we had Holzir. What's this Havamina of Mesipis Be'al Masagi, and how could it be such a Havamina? Didn't they agree to make a Kaisel? How could it be Mesipis Be'al Masagi? And maybe Mesipis is also called a Mechitza. We don't have to crawl back into that. When Yonenu, it says in the Gemara that the minimum that you need to divide a Chatzar is a Mesipis. If you're a Nachman, it's not true. At a minimum, you also have to have a Hasar Tzvach. Same thing you have later in the Gemara. The Gemara says, we haven't done this Gemara yet, but hopefully today still. The Gemara said, The Mishnah says in Daf Yud Aleph, if you have a chotzer, there's dal ramas zeh, but dal ramas zeh. So we're chelkin, and the Gemara thinks it means chelkin bekaisel. It's raya hezek v'yishmei hezek. What that raya is, we'll see in Mishnah. But a kaponim, the Gemara is like, no, hezek v'yishmei hezek, and you don't need a kaisel. What is the chelkin? Chelkin v'misipus. Misipus. At a very minimum, you need asar tefachim v'yishmipus olof kagad. Then the Rana has a third raya. He says, This mechitza of asar tefachim l'fi the Rambam has to be gil begozus. Gil begozus with the whole shisha tefachim. If that's true, says the Rambam, I mean that's the Rambam shita. The Rambam understood that the mechitza of asar tefachim for nifus of ganav is also gil begozus. So he says. So then the silchazir problem. The Gemara says that b'nei mesakaisel be'emsa. Gemara we talked about yesterday. B'nei mesakaisel be'emsa pshita. Ma v'teimel motzi omulei kis ratzoyloch be'aviro v'sas mishoshel lois ratzoy. Maybe Shimon could say, Shimon didn't want to build a wall. So maybe Shimon could say, I was masking to build a wall, I was masking to build a wall, but I wasn't masking to give up that, to give up Shlosha Tvachim. What do you mean? How is he not masking to give up Shlosha Tvachim? Even if he wasn't masking to build a wall, but a mechitza sar to be nitpasul of kagan, you need to do. And that you need to do b'shutfis. That you can't get out of. That doesn't need his askoma. And that avad has to be b'emsa. And once you build a kaisel asar tvachim with the build the gozes, then you already gave up your Shlosha Tvachim. So how can he say that I wasn't Mr. Atzah to give up Shlosha Tvachim? Shlosha Tvachim you have to give for the Mechitza Asar. Now it's gone. Now you can't use it for anything else. So you might as well put a Kaisel on top of it. Mukhuk that Agamar is not good. It's Mukhuk that Asug is going like Shmuel. Agamar doesn't know from a Mechitza Asar or a Snitbus Olof Kagana. All there is either a Kaisel of Dalar Amis for Hezek Rehu or there's a Mesipus Balma. Therefore, what's going on by Gino? It says by Gino you have to build a kaisel, not a mesipus. So Agamar had no choice. It had to say it must be hezek riyah, hezek yishmeh. It must be so. It's right, hezek yishmeh hezek. Whereas no, hezek yilashmeh hezek. But it's psayin hara. Agamar has its back to the wall because it's a shmul gemar. But according to we pass like I'm Nachman that you need a kaisel asar at least in pesul af kagana. So lefir of Nachman you don't need all these dichukim. So now that we understand both why the Rambam rejects Agamar, because Agamar has to, according to Agamar, it seems that you have to say these big, you have to say either that a Gina has Ayin Hora, or that you need a Kaisel for, I'm sorry, you have to say either that a Gina has Ezek Re'il. That's against the Gemara about Gagin, according to Rambam, that's against the Gemara about Gagin. Or you have to say that there's Ayin Hora, that there's Ezek Re'il from Ayin Hora, which the Rambam was altogether allergic to. So he thinks that's a Deichel altogether. That's between his Chassidus. But therefore, the Rambam's not happy with that Gemara. So the Rambam is a different shot. You need a Kaisel for Nitvus Olof Kagana by Yigin. I say, what's the problem in Agamar? How come Agamar didn't have that? So that Rav Aaron says, because Agamar goes like Shmuel, as Rav Aaron is Mechiach from the Gemara over and over again. Anyway, you see in Agamar that Agamar is going like Shmuel, not like Abnach. Baran goes further, and he has a cheshbon that lemanda omer hezek riyah lav shmei hezek, which is lishtakama. You can't possibly hold like a nachman. Lemanda omer hezek riyah lav shmei hezek cannot hold from that that there's such a thing as a mechitza asor li isnit pesalof kagana. That's a separate cheshbon, and that it's mamish unbelievable. I mean, it's really unbelievable. But we can't. I can't tell it to you without having done taisus lefichol. But that will have to do Mr. Shem after Sukkos. We'll do Tais Lefichoch, then Blineder, I'll tell you about the Cheshbon how, but that is Muchuch Mineu Bey, that the Mandoma Hezek, Lashme Hezek, you have to hold like Shmuel and not like a Nach. That's Mamish Pili Ploin, but we just don't, right now we're not equipped for it. Okay, let's go back. Something more back. What's my... Yeah, Tashma. Kaisel Chatzah Shenofal Mechay Benoisi. That's about halfway down. Kaisel Chatzah Shenofal Mechay Benoisi Liv Noisi Adal Adams. It says in the Mishnah, they end up hey, that if a kaisel falls, so they have to rebuild it at Dalet Amos. The kaisel may have been taller, but they have to build it out Dalet Amos. The more things, why do they have to rebuild the kaisel? Must be because Hezek Yishmei Hezek. My answer is Nuffel Shiny. Nuffel is different. But the Karla, my Karla. Obviously, Nuffel Shiny. That, and the Mishnah says Nuffel. It didn't say if you have a blank slate. It said Kaisel Shenuffel. That's the case. The Gemara says, no. Seifis Sichleim. Without Ramos and Lamaile and Mechayv and Osi. The reason why it talks about Kaisel Shenuffel is to tell me the Chiddush, not that you have to build. That you have to build it even if it wasn't Nuffel. It's not you have to build a Kaisel because Hezek Yishmei Hezek. The Chiddush is that when it's Nuffel, you only have to rebuild up to Dalet Amos. You don't have to rebuild the whole original wall. All you have to rebuild is up to Dalet Amos. But the reason for that, why is Nuffel shiny? If Hezek be lashmei Hezek, so what does it matter that it's Nuffel? So it's Nuffel, but Hezek be lashmei Hezek. Either we're mischayev to build a wall. Let's say that's the case, that we know that they were mischayev to build a wall. We remember they were mischayev to build a wall. Maybe that's the case. So what? They were mischayev to build one wall, not two. So that, we already saw it. We shouldn't discuss different shittas in Rishonim. Taisus learns that in Echonami, they were only mischayev to build one wall. Taisus and Taisus Rosh, they were mischayev to build one wall. They were not mischayev to build two. Taisus Mechirchit, I mean, Taisus Rosh rather is Mechirchit. He says if they were mischayev to build two walls, or like, you know, every time the wall falls down, the original mischayev was, we'll keep rebuilding the wall. So then they would have to rebuild it to the original height that they agreed to. The wall was taller than Dalet Amos. The Mishnah said you only have to rebuild up to Dalet Amos, but the wall was originally more. Apparently they originally agreed to build more than Dalet Amos. So if that original agreement includes that we're gonna, you know, includes upkeep, so then you just have to rebuild the wall to the original height, which you don't have to do. So obviously the original agreement was only to build the original wall. So what's the Nuffel Shiny? So therefore Taisus learns the Nuffel Shiny is that once there's a wall, and now they were hurgled to do an Yonit Sneas Bechotzer. Once they were hurgled to do an Yonit Sneas Bechotzer, so Mimela, now you have to build a real wall. Now it becomes Hezek Yishmei Hezek. In other words, even if Hezek Yishmei Hezek, it's because you don't do an Yonit Sneas in the Chotzer. But if, and it's okay, you don't have to do an Yonit Sneas in the Chotzer. Not being able to do an Yonit Sneas in the Chotzer is not a Hezek, according to the Mandam Hezek Yishmei Hezek. But once you're hurgled to do an Yonit Sneas in the Chotzer, and now all of a sudden, and that's already a hurgle, not going to be able to stop that because you're already used to it, and used to it is very strong. But now people are going to look at you, and that's for sure a Hezek Yishmei Hezek. That everybody agrees is a Hezek, so therefore you have to build a wall. That's places in the place of Rosh. That means the Olam has the Olam Yesakasha. He says, so it comes out an interesting thing. Let's say Hezek Yishmei Hezek, Mount Domer Hezek Yishmei Hezek. Reuben wants a wall, Shimon doesn't. So nothing Reuben could do about it. What could Reuben do? Shimon doesn't want a wall, so Reuben stuck Hezek Yishmei Hezek. But Reuben's a Lamdan. Yes, the chara, there's an Eitzach. What Reuben could do is he could build a wall, a cheap wall, b'hutz of a dafna. Won't cost him so much. Kindness to Tachshalay, he'll build a wall, b'hutz of a dafna. And now, Shimon's going to become used to, Reuben and Shimon are going to become used to doing in Yonah Yitzniyat b'chatsa. And then, as might be expected, the wall of b'hutz of a dafna eventually is going to fall down. Now Reuben can come to Shimon and say, Shimon, we're ready. We're already used to doing Yonah Yitzniyat in the Chatzar. Now Hezek Yishmei Hezek, you have to help me build the wall. We'll build the Chatzar. Why can't Reuben do that? Why can't Reuben do that? But that's the thing. That once they become used to doing Yonah Yitzniyat in the Chatzar, now Hezek Yishmei becomes Shmei Hezek. So every time Reuben wants to build a wall, here's the answer. Let him put up a thin wall. I don't know how long it takes to get used to doing Yonah Yitzniyat B'chatzar. However long it takes, he'll keep putting up the Hutz of Adaf until they get into this matzav that they're Krugul Lassus and Yonah Yitzniyat in the Chatzar. And from that point forward, you can then go to Shimon and demand Gevul Gozes. Now Hezek Yishmei Hezek. And if Shimon says,
Rebbe?
Yeah.
If he's building some cheap wall on his side, won't it keep on falling over? So maybe they won't really get used to doing things with Sneya because it's going to keep on falling.
I know that's a chiddush. Maybe since he only sees a wall of Hutz of Adaf, he doesn't do different Sneyas. We'd have. I mean, he can keep rebuilding it. But we could say that since Shimon sees that it's only Hutz of Adaf, So he doesn't put any reliance on it. So Shimon doesn't do an Yonetz Nis in the Chatz. To do an Yonetz Nis in the Chatz, you would have to see a wall of Gilgal Gazus. Yeah, and that already, yeah. If Ruman wants to build a wall of Gilgal Gazus, and then in 50 years it'll fall down, then it could be Tamei from Shimon. Maybe that's an Eitz. Anyway, that's places. Rav Yonis is a different Teretz. Rav Yonis says, we talked this all through. Rav Yonis says that the Ischaivas, when they were Ischaiv to build the original wall, we know why they were Ischaiv to build the original wall. They were Ischaiv to build the original wall because of Hezekiah, even though Hezekiah lashed from Hezek. But they want a wall anyway. They want the luxury of Hezekiah, of not having Hezekiah. So once we know that that's why they were Ischaiv to build the wall, so now we read into the Ischaivas to build the wall that not only they were Ischaiv to build the wall, but they were Ischaiv to rebuild the wall if it falls down, but up to Dal Ramas, because more than that, you don't need for Hezekiah. The over Dal Ramas, that had nothing with Hezekiah. But the up to Dal Ramas, that's his chayvus to build a wall because of Hezekiah. So now his chayvus is to build a wall and a wall and a wall and to keep the wall up as long as they're there. That was Rashi. That's Rav Yonah. And then third, we had Rashi. Rashi says that the Nischaiv are Rishonim. Who's Rishonim? So that we said in Rashi, it stems with the whole Rashi about the that you have to make a kinyan and ruchos. Even in the Shnakama, the Kenyan is a Kenyan Baruchais. The Rashi holds that the Kenyan to build a wall is not just to build a wall. The Kenyan to build a wall, it's a Kenyan to be Zeuche in the right not to have Hezekiah. That becomes a Kenyan in the Chotzer. So even if he's not the Rishonim anymore, now it's somebody else. But whoever comes and buys this Chotzer buys with it a Kenyan in the Chotzer that he won't be Nizik Bezekriya. And male with that, he can be Tavei, they can be Tavei Wall. That was Shitas Rashi. In the Ramban, the Chora is a steer. I want to point this out. This is a steer that my Eidim points out in the Sefer. They don't know what to do with it. Like I said, so far we have three Shittas. We have Shittas of Tosfos. It's three Shittas in what's exactly the Kenyan to build a wall. According to Lishna Kama, what is this Rotsul Asis Gudu? What exactly are they being mischayev? What are they being mischayev to, and how are they being mischayev to? Shittas Tartaisis is that they're mischayev to build a wall. Vesulei midi, one wall. If it falls down and other considerations come into play, kvarugulu, lasus divri asneya, but this chayev was to build the original wall and nothing more. And what exactly, how are they mischayev? So Taisis and the next one, and Nav Gimel, that they made a kinyan and they were mishabed in a chosun to build a wall. Ben Yoida holds a little bit further, that the Heskin was not just to build a wall, but to build a wall and to keep rebuilding it if necessary. And what's the Kenyan? Maybe others speak out of the parish. The Stama is the same Kenyan. They're Meshaba de Nechasim to build a series of walls. And then we have Rashi. Rashi learns that the Ischaivus is not to build a wall altogether. The Ischaivus is not to be Masik Bezekriya. Goes into the Rashi about Chivim Chachamim in the Sram Dakan that we saw yesterday. But the Ischaivus is Chaivus to not be. The Ischaivus is that we won't be Masik each other, but Hezekriya. And it's Rashi Lishitosa, because what's the Kenyan? Rashi and Mashma, the Kenyan is not that he made a Kenyan to be Mishabit in the Chosim. Rashi said at the beginning of Sugi, Lakam and Parach and Hedribu. It's Mashma and Rashi, that the Gemind of Gimel, that asked the Hedribu, the whole Sugi over there is going and listen to Kamen, is at least mutus mutandum with suitable adaptions, is suitable for the Lishna Kamatu. Over there, the Gemara says the Yotzim are happy, the Hedrim, where it's also Kenyan, where it's Kenyan Dvarim, and the Gemara says they have Shekhana beyond the Baruches. Mashman Rashi, that all of that goes with Lishna Kamatu. That stems very well. It's not a Kenyan to build a wall. For that, could they just be Meshabbat and a Chosim? You don't need such a fancy thing, Baruches. But that's not what the Kenyan is. The Kenyan is a Kenyan in the Chotzer, a right to have to live in the Chotzer without Hezekiah. At Kedek Kachlit, if you sell the Chotzer, the next person has the same right. That's not going to be enough to Meshabbat and a Chosim to build a wall. For that, you have to make a Kenyan in the Chotzer itself. That's going to be on the Baruches. Those are the three Shittas. What about the Ramban? The Ramban at the beginning of our Omud, if you have a Kovitz, got to look. The Ramban in the Beis Amud Beis, put at the beginning. Not even towards the very beginning. Beis Amud Beis, first thing Ramban has to say. The time of the Rotsu, going in the Lishna Kama. Look, the Ramban, Pirsh. This is clear, like places that the kinyan is he was mishabed as nechosim. He made a kinyan that he's giving up the space for the kaisel and he's mishabed his domim for the walls of the avonim of the kaisel. Even though he has no suschiyev, hezek yulashmi hezek. In kibbalo the kinyan chayev, but if he was mechayev himself with the kinyan, then he can mechayev himself that he's going to pay for the wall. That's it. So it sounds very much like Tosfos. The kinyan is that he's meshavet is nechosim to build the wall. It could be that's like a ben yoyno. He's meshavet not just one wall to build, not just one wall, but many walls. But our kaponim, it's a ischayev is to build a wall. If not ischayev is not to be masik basically. Other hand, so Ramban, daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. I'm sorry, Yud Zayin Amud Beis, beginning the second paragraph. Ramban is talking about something else entirely. The Sefer Dvarim, he has a line that's relevant to us. The deeper Hamaskel, by me, in my Kibbutz, it's page Kufayin Gimel, the second column. The deeper maskil v'yesh should tell you. He's busy with what is v'deka'orilo, my ka'orilo mean a different sugis and shas. That's his agenda. So it's only related to Agamara linguistically, because he wants to know what are the words v'deka'orilo, my ka'orilo mean. Can they mean that the original question wasn't really a question at all? We were just, or does it mean? No, there was some cogent avamina. That the Gemara, anyway, that's what he's been doing. So Besai Chador, he says, he talks about Agamar about Nafal Shaini. Gemara says, Nafal Shaini, but the Ka'orilo, my Ka'orilo. That's how he gets into talking about Agamar. But you don't have to know the whole Ramban over here, the whole Sugya of Yom Daf Yizayin, because it's not what he's talking about. He just, over there, the words, the Ka'orilo, my Ka'orilo, come up, and the Ram has a discussion of what those words mean and how much could they mean. And so he talks about Agamar. We also had a Ka'orilo, my Ka'orilo. It's a Nafal Shaini. And then they must have the Ka'orilo, my Ka'orilo. So Dr. Ramban, Vahid Deresh, not Pirkin, it's a mistake, Deresh Perikala. But also the Ka'orilo, my Ka'orilo, Agamar, my Nofel. Kasal Kedai Tuch, Dich Hehechi, the Lamala, the Dal Ramas, and the Chai Benoisi, Afu, Bisha Nofel, Kevin, the Leke Hezek. A Chanami, the Lamata, the Dal Ramas, Isal Kedai Tuch, Hezek, Yil, Leishme Hezek. The Havmina was that the same way you don't have to rebuild the wall to its original height, why should we build the wall to Dal Ramas? Hezek, Yil, Ashme Hezek. Why did it say Nafal? Yeah, like the Gemara says Nafal Shaitan. It's only because of the Sefer to tell me the Chiddush that I don't know where this line fits in. The Tony Nafal Mishum Sefer. I'm not sure what that is. Anyway, what I want is the next line. When we korokim mitaret svirle, when the Gemara answers nafal shiny, the pshat in nafal shiny is so the Ramban now is where we are. What's nafal shiny? We had three pshatim in Rishayna. Nafal shiny taisus parhugul the last to Riyat Sneha. We had Rabbeinu Yoina that the original ischayus was to build the wall over and over again. We have Rashi that they made a kinyan to not to be masik each other, but Hezekiah. That's all around how to explain the words Nafal Shaini. So now we have a Ramban. He's going to explain what's Nafal Shaini. When we come look at Mataritz, really, the Kavan, the Goliath, the Tayo, the Kapti, the Hezekiah, Kapti. Once they're Megala Das, that they're Machbar and Hezekiah, so they're now they're Machbar and Hezekiah. Now, if you're forced, they have to rebuild the wall. Two things. First of all, what does it even mean? And number two, how does it stem with the Ramban and Daf, the beginning of Daf Beis Amud Beis? Sounds like the Ramban is saying, you don't need any, once they Megala Das, that they're Machbar and Hezekiah. See, they wanted a wall. These people are obviously very private people. They're Machbar and Hezekiah. Once they're Machbar, we know that they're both Machbar and Hezekiah. So now we're clear for them to build a wall. Hey, why? I mean, why can't Shem say, yeah, yesterday I was Machbar and Hezekiah, but today I became like everybody else and I'm not Machbar. Yesterday I was, I had this thing about Hezekiah and that's why I built the wall, Taka. I built the wall because yesterday I was a Hezekiah guy. But most people are not Machbar and Hezekiah. Hezekiah Lashme Hezek. So I went for therapy. I got over it. And now the wall fell down. I don't want to build it again. Well, now all the basement said, no, you're stuck. You're a guy who's Machbar and Hezekiah. Mechatez. Other words, No, Yochelani Leimar, that maybe what the Ramban means, even though it's a little bit forced in this Lashon, even what the Ramban means is that that was the Kenyan. The Kenyan was that they won't be, because we see that the Machman has a Griya, so we interpret there as Chaivos to be his Chaivos with the Kenyan, that they won't be Mazik each other, but has a Griya. And now we can force them to stick to that as Chaivos. That would be Al Derech Rashi. That this chayvus wasn't to build a wall. This chayvus was not to be masing each other, but has a kriya. So even if it's nafal, but they already mischayev not to be masing each other, but has a kriya. In the lashon of the Rabban, it's a little bit dochuk. Rabban should have said that a little bit chosser in the lashon of the Rabban. The Rabban, this is came with the goli at the time, the kapti. It's not that they were goli at the time; it's that they made a kinyan. But we could say he means that they made a kinyan. They only said the words we're making a kinyan to build a wall. How do you know that it's a kinyan for anything more than just building a wall? Since we know they're building a wall for Hezekiah, so therefore they were Megalad Das that they're building a wall for Hezekiah. So we read into the Kenyan that in the Kenyan to build a wall is included a Kenyan that they're not going to be matching each other by Hezekiah. And in Mele, even if the wall falls down, we can force them to build another wall as Hezekiah, even though it's not the Ishaivus was to build a wall and the wall is gone. But we see it here another. We see it as a Ishaivus not to be matching each other by Hezekiah. Then the Rabban will be Al Derech Rashi. Okay, but that's not the Ramban that based on the basis. The basis is more like Tosis, that the Kenyan was that they're Meshabed and Nechosim, Lebinyan HaKosim. Meshabed and Nechosim, Lebinyan HaKosim, is Kosim number one, not Kosim. What does it have to do? Even if Sedek Rabbeinu Yoino, that they're Meshabed and Nechosim, Lebinyan HaKosim, and the Kosim after that. Maybe that's the terrorist. Maybe he holds like Rabbeinu Yoino. When it says in the basis, they're Meshabed and Nechosim to build a Kosim, to build the kaisel, that's the Kenyan. But since they're Megala Das, that they're Makbar and Hezekiah, so we understand it as a Hezekiah to build a kaisel and a kaisel and a kaisel. And we read that into the Ramban of the Beis and the Beis too. Not much that way. Then about it came in the Goliath, the Tayyah, the Kapti, Bezekiah, the Kapti, the Nothel, Machayvon, and Silachzel, the Salak, Hezekiah. We're not Machayvon to build the wall to be Masalak to Hezek. We're Machayvon them to build the wall because their Hezekiah was to build the wall and to build that to keep it up. We know that they meant more than one wall because we understand their psychology that they're building a wall for a reason. But the bottom line, what's mechayev them? That they made his chayev is to build a wall and to maintain the wall. That was his chayev. They made a kinyan on the upkeep. It's not when Basin gets involved, Basin not coming, is not saying, be metallic, your Hezekiah. Basin is coming to them and saying, according to the Rebbeinu Yonah, Basin is coming to them and saying, keep to your promise, you are Meshavet and Achasim, to build the wall, and if it falls down, to keep it up, to build it again. How do we know that that's what you meant? Yeah, because we knew your psychology was Hezekiah. But the chiyuv is just to build the wall. Ramban says that the base of his kaifim because based on his kaifim al chiluk Hezekiah. So if you Rashi, if Ramban had like Rashi, then that part would be good. The kinyan was that I'm going to be misalak my Hezekiah. That was a kinyan that we're each one making a kinyan that we have a schus to be menea the other one from being mazik us for the riyah. And that's what Basin is coming to be claimed for. So that's what I said. The Ramban and Daf Yitzayin could mean Rashi. That could be that he means Rashi. That he means Alderech Rashi. But it doesn't seem with the Ramban and Daf Basin with Basin, which is more like Tosis or perhaps Rabbeinu Yonah. That's the steer here in Ramban. Any there? Mitzvah Liyash.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Could it be that Lo'olam on Daf Beis, you mean like Tosos, which is definitely the Mashmaos on Daf Beis. And here the reason he can't go back is because it's hard to prove that he no longer cares about Hezekiah. That I knew if this whole, he was Machbid, we know that for sure. The king that was made.
Hey, why do we have to prove? He says he's not Machbid on Hezekiah. What do we have to prove?
I mean, he clearly was Machbid at a point, and this whole time he's.
Well, he has a right to change his mind and not be Machbid now.
He's lived with the ability with a wall up.
What does it matter? And if he's lying, let's say he's not lying. Let's say he's lying. He really still is Machman and Hezekiah, but he's just cheap. He's a cheapskate. He's still Machman and Hezekiah. But he's so cheap, he doesn't want to build the wall anyway. I mean, obviously, he doesn't want to build the wall. So why are we kaifing? Okay, fine. Zolzain. But he's not Machuyev to be Machman and Hezekiah. The whole world's not minding Machman and Hezekiah. Hezekiah lash me Hezekiah. maybe it's the Eitzah. So therefore, what you say, maybe it's an Eitzah. Again, it's not going to help for the steer, just what it might mean over here. But maybe it means like this, that we know he was once upon a time, Reuben and Shimon both were Machban and Hezekiel. Now Reuben comes, the wolf falls down, Reuben says, I want to rebuild it. I'm still Machban and Hezekiel. I don't want you looking at me. Shimon says, no, I don't mind being looked at. I changed my mind. I matured. I don't mind being looked at. So Bateson says, no. We know this guy's really Shimon. We know he's really Machban and Hezekiah. But so why doesn't he want to build a wall? Because he's a clever guy. He says he knows Reuben's going to build a wall anyway. He says, why should I build a wall? I really want a wall. Why should I build a wall? I know Reuben's going to build it for me. If I want to be Mishtata, if I know Reuben's going to do it on his own. So Mela, since he really is Machban and Hezekiah, so he really wants a wall. If Reuben won't build the wall, Shimon will build the wall. It's like goli daite, like by Machab and Nikhil. It's goli daite, Nenichle. Shimon was Megala Das, that he's Nichol to have a wall. So now he's saying that. Yeah, so we read into it. He's saying that he's just waiting for Reuben to do it on his own. So he said, no, you can't do that. We know that you're really Machab, that you really is goli daite, that you really want a wall. Once you Megala Das, that you really want a wall, so then you have to be Mishatav in Reuben's. Alderach Yabai Machab and Nikhil, that the Gemara says, it's a whole sugya, but if you have one guy who has fields around the other guy and he builds a mechitza between them from three sides, so the nikif doesn't have to. The nikif can say, I don't want these mechitzas. What's exactly the case? Not our union right now. But it says, if Omad nikif and he was goder as Sarabia, so he's going to die to the nikhle. So now you have a galad that you are interested in the wall, then you have to pay for the other walls too. So we know that Shimon really wants a wall. So how come over here he's saying he doesn't want a wall? It's called a diet of nichle. He just thinks that Reuben's going to help do is going to he wants a free ride. So we got a free ride now. Since we know you're nichle in the wall, you have to be mishtat. That could be. But how's the Shimon remind that based on the base? So why didn't you say that the first time? What do you have to come out to a Kenyan?
Maybe
so in that we could say, Kolzman, you don't actually build the wall. You could always back out. Oh, maybe that's the shot. Yeah. Reuben comes to Shimon and says, build a wall. So Shimon says, I'm asking, I want to build a wall. So let's just say, according to that, so stop right there. So don't make any kinyonim. But we see Shimon wants to build a wall. Goli died to the Nichole. And once he's Goli died to the Nichole, so he has to build a wall. So that's maybe not. So that's maybe not. The Gili das the Nichole has to be that you did a Maisa. You actually built the wall. Like Omer Nikif for Gadar Servius. If Reuben, if you need Omer Nikif for Gadar Servius, but if the Nikif comes and says, Yeshkayach, I'm so happy, that's not called Goli Daitan. Goli Daitan Nichli means that the Nikif was made to a choice to build a fourth wall. So Alderech Zekan, you have to build a wall. Once you build a wall, when Shimon builds a wall, that's the Gila Das the Nichli, that now we can say that the next time around, if Shimon tries to get out of it, it's just Shimon trying to freebolt. But so that's only good for the second wall. The first wall, Shimon, for the first wall, what's the case? The case in the original wall is Reuben came to Shimon and said, let's build the wall. Shimon said, yes. So the Gemara says, Nehedribul. I mean, Rashi says, Nehedribul, let Shimon do it. The Gemara doesn't ask it, but the Rishonim ask it on behalf of the Gemara. Let Shimon change his mind. So the answer Rashi says is, the Rishonim say, no, he made a Kenyan. What's the nature of the Kenyan? So we have, so Taisa says, the Kenyan is he was Meshavet as Nechosim. So the Ramban also has to say that. Ramban can't say, no, he just agreed to Goli Daitan Nichle, so now we're going to force him like because it was Goli Daitan Nichle. That's not even called Goli Daitan Nichle. Goli Daitan Nichle is only after he builds the wall. But what's Machai? Well, how do we hold him to build the first wall in the first place? He said, I want it, then he said, I don't want it. So where's the. So for that, we need Taka Kinyan. He makes a Kinyan, he's a Meshabbat, he's a Nechos, and now he has to build the first wall. Once he built the first wall, that's like Oma Nikiv. Once you build the first wall, that's already a Goli Daitan Nichle. Now we know forevermore that you're a guy who wants to build a wall. So now, when the Reuben comes to build the wall, so you could change. We don't believe you that you're changing your mind, and therefore, not that we don't believe that you're changing your mind. So what? But because we don't believe that you're changing your mind, so now when Reuben builds the wall, we assume that you're really nichle in the wall. If you're really nichle in the wall, then you have to be mishtak. Al derech am nikif. Well, that's good. I think that's maybe that's Taka Pshat in the Ramah. That stands very well in the Shainas in the Ramah.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Once a person makes a Kenyan, So then he can't back out. So then he has to build that wall.
Right.
Would it not be possible that once he built that wall, or even before he built that wall, he changed his mind? So therefore, and it's just true that he built this wall and you could touch it up as his nechale. But Be'etim, the reason why he built it, not because of nechale, but rather because he was mishabed all his nechassim.
So why should we say that? He was mishabed to build the wall and he built the wall. So why should we say he's there? So we see that he's going back to nechale.
All I'm saying
the Kenyan itself, even the Kenyan itself, the Kenyan itself is the goal of the Akhtar Nichol. You made a Kenyan, he was Meshabbat as the Chosin to build the wall. Obviously, he's serious. That's already a guy's goal of the Akhtar Nichol. So for the first wall, we don't need the goal of the Akhtar Nichol. For the first wall, he made a Kenyan. We don't have to go any further. But once it's the goal of the Akhtar Nichol, then for the second wall, we can say, we can be Kaifat. We can't stamp come to Shimon and say, build a wall. You know, it's not like we just come to Shimon and say, Shimon, you're a guy who's goal of the Akhtar, you have to build the wall. You know, let's just think. Shimon said, "I was goled at the nichle. I don't want to build a wall anyway. What this a din? You have to build a wall if you're goled at the nichle. Was there a rule somewhere? The whole world doesn't have to build a wall, so why should I have to build a wall? But the goled at the nichle makes it that when Reuben builds the wall, Shimon has to be mishatef because Shimon is nene from the wall that Reuben built. Whatever goes into the sugya of Amalekik, why exactly? Why goled at the nichle is mechayev? The truth is, it's mechayev because it shows that he's a nene." Yeah, that's Olam Amloy. The sugis of Makif and Nikif is world sugis. But that's a Mishnah with Peresh, is Omer Nikif, a God, a Serviyah, it's Makadu, and Omer Saka. Omer Nikif, what's the last one of the Mishnah? Omer, the God, a Serviyah, is Makadu, and Omer Saka. Yeah, maybe we do that sugya. Somebody try to remember that we should come back and take a look at this Ramban and see if it's connected to the various sheetahs over there. Not enough like for now. I think for the time being, that's Taka Gishmak of Shatan Ramban. Very good. Very good. Okay, let's go on. I want to finish today. At least to the bottom moment. Not to revive the Toshma. Otherwise, why is it a tzarech to have a beishah? Hezek the rabbi shining. But the yochid loy toshma. Ein chelk nes achotzer shavei dal ramas tozer and dal ramas tozer. Hayesh b'kedei lezeh b'kedei lezeh chelk. I like the kaisa. Loy b'mefif, b'mesibus. This is a very strange gemara. Shainim, the rabbi asked. The word says, this is a Mishnah later on in the Daf. Yud Aleph, I think. Daf Yud Aleph. Gemara talks about when can you force a chaluk? It's the distinction between chatzah sheyesh b'kadei chaluk, chatzah she'ein b'kadei chaluk. The Mishnah says, Zeh klal, kol she, anything that after you're mechalik, it's shmoy olov, each partner can force a chaluk. Anything that after the chaluk is ain't shmoy olov, you can't force a chaluk. So chatzah, if it's dal ramas is lev, dal ramas is zeh, but even after you mechalik, it's shmoy olov, so you can force the chaluk. By a chatzah she'ein b'kadei chaluk, it's not dal ramas tozeh, dal ramas tozeh, so the pieces don't have a shem chatzah, so you can't force the chaluk. But that's all it says. It says that if there's dal ramas tozeh, dal ramas tozeh, chalukin. And if it's not dal ramas tozeh, dal ramas tozeh, same chalukin. Where's the raya over here? Whether hezek v'yishmei hezek, do you have to build a kaisel after the chaluk? You don't have to build a kaisel after the chaluk. Like, where's the... Ramban says every time it says in somewhere in the Mishnah chelkin is sarai, you have to build a kaisel. Make a kaisel. If you have to build a kaisel, and if you're chelkin, you build a kaisel. If you don't have to build a kaisel, if you don't have to build a kaisel, you're chelkin. The kitzur, the Gemara has no better. The Gemara doesn't seem to make any sense. It's absurd. So Rashi doesn't say anything. Tosis does not say anything explicitly, but I think from Tosis we'll be able to deduce some halach. But I'll tell you first the teretz from the Ramban. The Ramban is two teretz, but I'll tell you just the Ramban's first teretz. It sounds like a very simple teretz, but we need to look a little bit into it. The Ramban says the Gemara means like this: all the Mishnayos up till Dakar Dalad, we're all talking about a kaisa. Shipping Shor to Asim Chitzu, by Nimis HaKaisel, Kaisel Achatz Shenofal. Even Beishar is related to a Kaisel, actually, it's an extension of the Kaisel. So all Mishnah is about Kaisel. Then we have Mishnah Dafid Aleph, that Achatz Sheshbe Dal Ramzeh, but Dal Zamzeh is Chelkin. So we might assume, since all the Mishnah is up to now, we're talking about with the Kaisel, we're talking about a Kaisel. So when it says in the Mishnah Dafid Aleph that should from the Dalad Amis Zev, Dalad Amis Zev, Chalkin, it means Chalkin with the Kaisel. You might say, no, it's not Mukuch. But that was, that's where the Habamin was coming from. So, Pashkaf Rishayna, it's very hard to understand. The Etzem, the issue of Chalkin has nothing to do with the issue of Kaisel. It's two in the other. Chalkin is an issue of, can one partner force a Chaluk on the other? Kaisel is an issue of Hezek Yishma Hezek. Really nothing to do with Chayra. Nothing to do with Chalukah per se. And Shechainim also could have a din of Hezek Yishma Hezek. Chalain is Gagas Omech L'chotzer. It's nothing to do with Chalukah. There's a din of Chalukah. Of course, when you make a Chalukah, now you become Shechainim. If Hezek Yishma Hezek, you have to build a wall. But just because we have Mishnayis that talk about building a Kaisel, and if Hezek Yishma Hezek, it's because of Hezek Riyah. If Hezek Riyah Lashma Hezek, it's because they made a Haskama, Nafal Shiny, and so on, whatever reasons there may or may not, they have to build a Kaisel, a Mark and Islay, or Mark and Islay. These are all Mishnayis about the Chiyav of Hezek Riyah that Shechainim have to build a Kaisel. If Hezek Yishma Hezek, they also have to build a Kaisel. If Hezek Riyah Lashma Hezek, then only if they made a Heskim or. Different topic. Topic of Chalukah. And it says in a Chosus that it has Dalad Amis Zev, Dalad Amis Zev, that they have to make a Chalukah. So what does that have to do? The Mishnah is before we're talking about a Kaisel, but this Mishnah had a different topic. We changed the subject. So who says it has to be with a Kaisel? Like it's when I was doing it with the Mechavus, I said a Moshul. If we had a bunch of Mishnahs about Nechanaka, and then we'd have a mission that if it's Damadam Zev, Damadam Zev, it's Chalkin, so say, oh, you have to have a Nechanaka, because all the Mishnahs before talked about Nechanaka. Now we have Mishnah Chalkin. It must mean Chalkin, and they have to build it, they have to make a Nechanaka. Well, what does one thing have to do with the other? The Mishnah and David Allah start talking about what they have to build after they divide the Sodom, whether they're massacre each other or not. It's talking about whether you have to make a Chalukah. Even if it means Vekaisel, but the Kaisel is not part of the Chalkin. The Chalkin is the Kaisel is a different subject entirely. What it says is Chalkin. The answer I think is Poshut. The Rambam's a Shitasa. It's not the Rambam holds that the reason why you need to build the Gosses, why you need a Kaisel, not Stam, for Hezek Riyah Mitzvah, you could have a Hutzah V'dafna. So why do you have to have a kaisel? So we saw in the Rabban, because they can be terei a chalukah shel kayom. Hezru of Hanochem, that they can be terei a chalukah misukonim, that the tefiyas a chalukah includes chalukah misukonim. If Hezru Yishma Hezru, chalukah misukonim means chalukah that there's no Hezru Yishma. The kaponim, the din they have to build a kaisel, butzu v'dafne, oschenim have to have butzu v'dafne. A maika, mechitzu, oschenim have to have. But the din of kaisel, the chi of kaisel, comes from, is a chiyuv of, has to do with the Tefiyas HaChalukah. But had Mishnayos to talk about building Vilda Gozes, building a Kaisel. You have to build a Kaisel is a Tefiyah, is a Tefiyah of Chalokim and Sukkonim. Either because they, Ezek Yishma Hezek, so they have right to be Tevayim, or because they made a Kinyan, that's how they're going to make the Chalukah. They made a Kinyan to make the Chalukah of Chalokim and Sukkonim. But the din of Kaisel, the Vilda Gozes, is not a regular Ezek Yishma of Shechemim. It's a din in Chalukah. So the Mishnah of Kaisel is a Mishnah of being chalkin with the Kaisel, of making a chalukah shel kayoma. And then it says in Mishnah, Dalad Amis Zev, Dalad Amis Zev, it's chalkin. So Stama Kipirushi, it means chalkin, but chalukah misukonim with the Kaisel. Let's see Taisus. Taisus does not address the fairish, what's happening in the Mark. Taisus is a different, just Taisus has a kasha. The question is very strange. Taisa asks the following question. My lab because, let's orient ourselves. The Gemara is coming to being a raya, that Hezek is Shmei Hezek. Because the Mishnah says that if the Dalad Amis Zev, the Dalad Amis Zev is Chalkin, and for some reason we assume that Chalkin, the Gemara wants to assume that Chalkin means Chalkin B'Kaisel. So you see that Hezek is Shmei Hezek. Because if it's chalukim b'kaisel, it must be hezek v'yishmei hezek. The way the Gemara gets out of it, it says, no, chalukim is b'mesirus. But if chalukim is b'kaisel, it's raya v'hezek v'yishmei hezek. The place is this, what's the raya? Taimu. B'yehei b'kaisel. Let's say, taka chalukim means chalukim b'kaisel. It's not a raya v'hezek v'yishmei hezek. Because maybe it means like this. Maybe hezek v'yishmei hezek. So, the Mishnah is saying, "En chalukin es achotze, afilu ha'echad reitzel livnes es akaisel b'soich shaloi, atshei b'dal ramas l'kol echad." Amiyeh b'dal ramas l'kol echad, chalukin im rotz lichnes livnes b'soich shaloi. Maybe chalukin taka means chalukin b'kaisel. But it doesn't mean chalukin b'kaisel b'ensa. It means if one party is willing unilaterally on his own property to build a kaisel, then he can force a chalukah. But without a kaisel, you can't force a chalukah. What wraps in a good spell? What kind of svar is this? If hezek kriya lav shmei hezek, so where? What kind of bizarre svar is this? That hezek kriya lav shmei hezek, and shchaimim can't force a kaisel, but if I want to force a chalukah, I have to build a kaisel first on my property. It's like, who said this such? Maybe that's just absurd. Like, why should that be true? Hezek kriya lav shmei hezek. The chalutzer is yesh b'kadei lezeh b'kadei lezeh. I have right to be tivei a chalukah. What is the one? Maybe the reason why the Gemara doesn't say this pshat is because this pshat doesn't make any sense. He's inventing like a new pshat. I have a new pshat off of the Gemara. Hezek yulash behezek. So, but you have to be chalik b'kaisel. Chalik b'kaisel doesn't mean that Reuben could be tivei Shimon to make a kaisel. Hezek yulash behezek. It means in order for Reuben to be tivei a chalukah, Reuben has to first build a kaisel. Maybe in order to be Tereya Chalukah, Reuben has to first stand on his head. But it doesn't make any sense. Why should he? So why should Reuben have to build a kaisel? Hezek yulash behezek. There's no question. Tysus is getting this from somewhere. This is far as Tysus is saying he's getting it from somewhere. I think he's getting it from the Gemara itself. Because the Gemara itself is cryptic. Why does the Gemara think that Chaluk has to be because? How could it have to be proving Hezek Yishma Hezek? Because it says Chalukin and Chalukin is because. Hezek Yishma Hezek and Chalukin is without a because. Like, what does the Gemara want? The Ramban has, we saw the Ramban's Teretz, and, it's building on the earlier Mishnahs. But okay, I think Tysus had a different mouth. The Gemara bites, the Gemara, and it's at face value doesn't make any sense. The Gemara at face value doesn't make any sense. Like the Gemara is pulling itself up by its own bootstraps. It's like, how do you know that you have to wear a yarmulke? Because it says, it's a Yankiv. Yankiv wouldn't go out without a yarmulke. Right? Famous one. It's the same thing. I'm going to prove to you, you have to build a kaisel, because it says chalkin, and how can you be chalkin without a kaisel? Why do you need a kaisel when you're chalkin? Because hezek is mehezek. But if hezek is lash mehezek, then you're chalkin without a kaisel. Like what does the Gemara want? I think the answer is that Tysus understood Pshat and the Gemara's faults. The Yitzchak of the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph is that I cannot be Tevei HaChalukah if the Chalukim that result are not going to be Shmoy Olav. That's the thing. Zachal, if it's not Shmoy Olav, if after the Chalukah it's not Shmoy Olav, you can't be Tevei HaChalukah. The idea is that I can only demand the Chalukah if what you get after the chalukah is not less than what you had before the chalukah. Because Reuven comes to Shimon and says, Shimon, I want to split the chatzah. And Shimon, what are you going to lose? Like this, you have half of a chatzah. Like this, you had half of a big chatzah. Now you'll have all of a small chatzah. All of a small chatzah is the same as half of a big chatzah. So you have a right to be tevei chalukah. But after the chalukah is not going to have a shem chatzah. So Shimon can say, before I had half of a big chatzah. Now I have a whole of something that's not a chatzar at all. So the sum of the parts is not equal to the whole. I'm not masking to such a thing. I'm not masking to lose having ownership in the chatzar. That's the klal of the Mishnah. The klal of the Mishnah is that Reuven can only be Teveya Chalukah if Shimon will walk away with something that's as valuable as what he had before. Because half of a big, half of all of a small chatzar is as valuable as half of a big chatzar. At least basically, I mean, I don't know, you don't have to go to a realtor and find out, maybe it's not. And if it's a few dollars less, maybe you can still be Teveya Chalukah. But if it loses the Hashem altogether, then you can't be Teveya Chalukah. You might feel like this. You might held, even if Hezekiah laughs Shmei Hezek. We already saw in the Gemara, the reason why Hezekiah laughs Shmei Hezek is because you don't do Tashmish, because you'll be Nimna from doing Tashmish Tzino, and that's not a Hezek. If it's Karhugnu Lulas is Divya Tzneya, then it is a Hezek. So the whole reason why Hezekiah laughs Shmei Hezek is because at the end of the world, you won't do Divya Tzneya. My thought, at the end of the day, a chatzar which you can do Divya Tzneya is better than a chatzar which you can't do Divya Tzneya. But how could Reuben ever be, if Hezek laughs Shmei Hezek, how can Reuben be Teveya from Shimon that they should divide the chatzar? If they'll, how can Reuben force Shimon to divide the chatzar? It says in the Mishnah Nafidah, Reuben could force Shimon, if it's big enough, Reuben could force Shimon to divide the chatzar. Hezek laughs Shmei Hezek. So after they divide the chatzar, Shimon is not going to be able to force Reuben to build a wall. So why can't Shimon say, I don't want to divide the chatzar? Now I have a chalik and a chatzar where there's no hezekriya, because it's one chatzar. There's no neighbors. I mean, you and me share the chatzar. That's not called hezekriya. That's a shayla. That's a shayla in the sukkah. What's the pshat and shcheinim all together? Shcheinim who live together without a wall, without a chalukah. The pshat is they're living with hezekriya, but there's no chalukah. They're stuck with it. Or the pshat is that there is no hezekriya. By definition, it's one rishus. That's not called the hezekriya. Let's say the second one. Bad sin, it's not Hezekriya. Like this, so Shimon could say to Reuben, right now I had a private chatzar. Nobody's masking me by Hezekriya. Shechedim is probably walls. So I was happy. Now we're going to make a chalukah. I'm not going to be able to force you to build a wall because Hezekriya lashed me Hezek. I'm going to have now a chatzar. Before I had a chatzar, I had half of a big chatzar in which I could do Dibayat Sneha. Now we're going to make a chalukah. I'm going to have all of a small chatzar in which I cannot do Dibayat Sneha. How can you force me to do that? It must be, says the Gemara, that Hezekiah is Shmei Hezek. And therefore, after Reuven forces the Chalukah, Shimon will be able to force Reuven to build a wall with him. But male Shimon is not Nifsad. Because Shimon is not Nifsad. Because before the Chalukah, he was able to do Vyasneh. And after the Chalukah, he'll be able to force Reuven to build a wall, invited to do Vyasneh. Yeah, there'll be expenses to build a wall, but that's a given. You can certainly be Teveya Chalukah even though there are expenses. I mean, that's otherwise you can never be Teveya Chalukah. If you're Teveya Chalukah, you're going to have to build a wall. A man never has a Kriyash Mehezek, every Chalukah has to build a wall. So how can you ever be Teveya Chalukah at all? There's going to be expenses. Normal expenses, you can be Teveya Chalukah even if they're normal expenses. So if Reuben can be Teveya Shimon to make a Chalukah, there'll be expenses because Shimon's going to have to be Teveya Reuben to build a wall if he wants to be private, and they'll have to build a wall. But at least Shimon will be able to do that. Shimon will have that option. If Shimon wants privacy, he'll be able to Teveya Shimon to build a wall, and he'll have a chotzer in which he can do Teveya Tznei the same way he had before. But if Hezek is Lashmei Hezek, that means that after Reuben forces to Shimon to do the Chalukah, Shimon has no way to force Reuben to build a wall. Then Shimon could say, why should I do? I don't want such a chalukah. It's like Ein Shmayolov. Before I had a chatzim which I could do Divayat Sneha. Now you want to give me a chatzim which I cannot do Divayat Sneha. I can't be. So it's a raya from the fact that the Mishnah says that Reuben can force Shimon to do. That's the raya. That's the lashon. From the din. From the fact that Reuben can force Shimon to make a chalukah, it must be that Shimon can then turn around and force Reuben to build a wall. Because if Shimon couldn't force Reuben to build the wall, then Reuben wouldn't be able to force Shimon to make a chalukah. That's, I think, how Tosfos understood the Raya of the Gemara. Comes along Tosfos and asks, what's the Raya? Maybe the source is not true. Reuben cannot force Shimon to make a chalukah if Shimon's going to walk away with a chatzar in which he cannot do divayat sneh. But it's not a Raya that has a Gnish Mehazik. Maybe Hezekiah is Lashmei Hezek, and he will not be able to force Reuben to build a wall. And the din that Reuven can force Shimon to make a chalukah is only if Reuven on his own goes and builds a wall. Then he can say to Shimon, Shimon, I'm giving you now and this, now I can force you to make a chalukah. That's the discussion. What's the raya that Shimon that was they saying, well, let's go with the Gemara's premise. The Gemara in the end is the whole premise. The Gemara says, no, Reuven could force the chalukah even though Shimon's is going to be afterwards only semi-private. In economy, that's the din. Reuven can force the chalukah, even though it's going to be Masipas Bialma, and Shimon's not going to be private. And that's exactly what it says in the Mishnah, that Hezekiah is last Hezekiah, ad kedei kach, that Shimon can't even use Hezekiah as an excuse to be Menei the chalukah. But Taisus is asking, let's continue with the Gemara's original premise, that if Shimon is going to wind up not being able to do Divrei Atznea, that's the reason why Shimon could torpedo the chalukah. The Gemara wanted proof that Hezekiah is Mehezekiah. It must be that after Reuven forces the Chalukah, Shimon can then turn around and force Reuven to be Mishtatef in the Kleisa. Says Kleisa, maybe not. Hezekiah will lach Mehezekiah. And after Reuven forces the Chalukah, Shimon will not be able to force Reuven to make a Kleisa. So how can Reuven force the Chalukah then? The answer is, in a Chanami. Reuven can only force the Chalukah if first Reuven takes care that it should be a wall. If Reuven takes care on his own, there should be a wall. Then he can go to Shimon and force the Chalukah. That's Kleisa's kasha. Taisus answers that it can't be because the Lashon Mishnah won't work because the Mishnah is Chalukin Mashmah Ve'emsa. Whereas according to Taisus Pshat, Reuven has to build the Kaisel on his side and then make the Chalukah. So the Lashon of Chalukin is not Mashmah like that. But Kapanim, from Taisus' Kasha, it's a very, I think it's an interesting piece of forensic lumbus. From Taisus' Kasha, we could reconstruct how Taisus understood the Gemara in the first place. I think we're going to stop here. The Adam should finish this. The Lishna Kama. You should finish the Lishna Kama on your own. I'm not going to. Mitzvah Shem, when we come back after Sukkot. We'll come back after Sukkot. I'm not sure if we'll do the Lishna Basra and then do Taisa Tefichon, or we'll do Taisa Tefichon and then do the Lishna Basra. There's not so much to do in the Lishna Basra. Lishna Basra is just the mirror image of the Lishna Kama. But anyway, we'll do Taisa Tefichon. That's going to be an avodah by itself. Okay. So I'll see you then. Everybody should have a Gemach Sima Teva and a Good Yom Tov. Keep in touch.
Thank you,
Rabbi. Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you, Rabbi.